begun.
And 10 minutes ago it
started.
Or it
began 10 minutes ago.
And say if you got someone some medicine, you go in and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
took it.
Huh?
I already took it.
Okay. And in another hour,
I'll take it again.
And you'd say he ran down the springboard and what into the water?
Dove.
Okay. Several children have
dove him.
But he was too scared to
dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that
a belly bus.
And you say he dove in and what across?
Swam across.
And several children have
swam across.
Huh?
Swam across.
And children like to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might
drown.
And you say yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already
died.
He was already
dead.
Or he had done what?
Drowned.
And the highest rank in the army.
A general.
And beneath the general would be a
major. Colonel.
And the person in charge of a ship.
Is a captain.
Huh?
Captain.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations? Like call a man you work for captain?
Yes, it's sometimes, but not extensively.
How would you use it?
I've heard, I can't recall any specific incident, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes someone will just say, well, hi, captain. So, you know, as a greeting, he said, good morning. They might say, well, hi, captain. Or something to that.
Uh-huh. So, and a person in charge of a court.
A judge.
And someone who goes to school.
A student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
And a man on the stage could be an actor. A woman would be
an actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is
American.
And what different names are there for blacks?
Well, black, Negro, Coonie, some might call them. A nigger.
What would you usually use?
McCullough.
Uh-huh. And someone of our race would be?
White.
Any other names for white?
Oh, not that we use.
What other names have you heard?
Well, some of these colored call it honkies.
Uh-huh.
But that's relatively new. Nobody uses that around here.
What would you call someone, one parent's white and the other parent's black?
Mixed marriage.
Okay. Any special names for, you know, a child that, like that, that's half white and half black?
Or no, I don't really know what.
Do you ever hear any special names for a light-skinned Negro?
A mulatto.
Uh-huh.
Some people there.
And what did blacks used to call the men that they worked for?
Their bosses.
And what would you call them? Someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, you can look at him and tell immediately that he's from way out in the country.
From the sticks.
Okay.
I say.
Or you call him
a hick.
And white people that you look down on that